Oh, well, play.
Play? Anything else? Do you have a fish pole?
No, I didn't have a fish pole. Jack, you got your record?
Yep.
Huh? At least you're getting edited a checkbook.
Well, did you ever go fishing?
Most time I went crawdad fishing when I was a kid.
What do you call it when somebody has a boat and takes it down to water and then puts it in?
Put his boat in the lake or in the river.
And if you want to find out about somebody who's fished and you want to find out about his biggest fish, what would you say to him?
How big fish did you catch?
What's the biggest fish you ever
caught? You bring the pen?
Mm-mm.
Doc, you have a pen there?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, just about it.
But you don't ever pick up any speed. You follow the same speed all the way down. Right out.
Yeah, when you hit terminal velocity, the resistance.
Well, but how fast is that?
Well, I think it depends on...
Not any faster than jumping off a house, is it?
Oh, yeah, you'll accelerate till your resistance is such that you can't go any faster.
It rolled on my hand.
But you'll keep accelerating until you reach that point.
It rolled on my hand.
It did.
Now we're going to try to find out.
No siree.
You find out if he let it fell on a feather bed or something.
If you can't do something right at a particular moment, but you can do it in just a very little while, you'd say, well, it'll be... A
few minutes.
And if somebody is at the door knocking and you can't come at that instant, you'd say...
Be there in just a minute.
If you're doing something and you want somebody to look at what you're doing, what would you say?
Ask me that again.
You want to check your figures there?
No, that's all right.
If you're doing something and you want somebody to look at what you're doing, what would you say?
Well, look here. Watch me.
If you're inquiring about buses and you want to know how often they go to Oklahoma City, what would you ask?
Well, how often the bus leaves the city.
If you've decided, if somebody's decided he's not going to do something and you're not going to do it, he says, I'm not going to do it, then you'd say...
I'm not either.
In speaking of dispositions, a fellow who laughs and doesn't get angry, you'd say is what?
Good disposition.
Is this what you'd normally say?
Oh, you say generally it's jolly. Feller.
And this fellow who collects stuffed bats and old pancakes and things like this, you'd say he's...
Wait a minute. Collects what now?
Stuffed bats.
Stuffed bats?
Yeah.
That's a new one.
And old pancakes, maybe, and does things like that. Somebody says, what kind of a fellow is he? You'd say, he's...
Now, am I getting what you were talking about? A beggar or a tramp or
no,
something?
No, just some fellow who does things that are extremely unusual. Maybe he goes for walks at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, I'll have to skip that. I don't really want...
Would he be queer or?
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be one way. Yeah, queer fellow.
Let's see, you handed the check to the man there and he did what to it?
Put it in his pocket.
Mm-hmm. Well, first he did.
Folded it?
He reached for it and he...
Took it.
Mm-hmm. If you go see a friend and he's sick in bed,